CH910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Victor Okendo. The convicted killer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison nearly 2 weeks ago was captured this morning.
Danilo Cavalcante was taken by surprise. Tactical teams surrounded him, and when he realized it, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of Pennsylvania State Police said Cavalcante tried to crawl away while holding a rifle.
One of the Customs and Border Control teams, BORTAC, had a dog with them. They released the dog.
Cavalcante was taken into custody in baggy pants, brown boots, and a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Authorities said the community can finally return to normal while Cavalcante resumes serving a life sentence for murder. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Tech's biggest leaders briefing senators today on the benefits and risks of artificial intelligence. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Sam Altman all taking part in the closed-door forum. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Morocco, with the death toll nearing 3,000 after Friday's massive earthquake. This is ABC News. Inflation ticking up last month. The Labor Department reporting consumer prices rose 3.7% from a year ago. While the CDC is recommending the new COVID vaccine booster shot for all Americans, we're learning a 2-in-1 seasonal vaccine could be on the way.
The flu and COVID are top of mind ahead of the winter months, with COVID cases and hospitalizations already on the rise. Pharmaceutical company Moderna says it's working on a combo flu and COVID shot. Both vaccines would be given in a single dose. The company's president says the combination shot could be available by 2025 if studies continue to do well. As for this year, Moderna says data shows its updated COVID shot should work against the newly emerged variant BA286 and other variants circulating. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
One couple in Florida won't have a problem remembering their kids' birthdays. They have three daughters born in different years, but all born on September 3rd. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Democrats have presented a package of legislation that would reinvest in public schools and bring transparency to voucher school spending. According to a Wisconsin Right Now report, if the legislation passes, each property tax bill would have a line telling residents that reduction in state aid is the result of people enrolled in one of the choice programs or payments to a private school under the Special Needs Scholarship Program. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a nearly $3 billion income tax cut proposal, with all Assembly Republicans voting in favor and all Assembly Democrats voting against. Governor Tony Evers has already vowed to veto the bill when it makes its way to his desk, calling it irresponsible and saying it jeopardizes Wisconsin's financial stability. The bill would drop taxes from 5.3% to 4.4% for individual income between $27,000 and $304,000, and for married couples between $18,000 and $405,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like
a
week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. It is Hump Day here at Civic Media. Fantastic. Well, Hump Day also means it is Crossover Wednesday. And our Civic Media team, it is a big show today in the second hour at 2:30. Great writer. Formerly of Madison Magazine, the Capital Times. I call him a Renaissance man, our friend John Roach. Our monthly visit, talk a little bit about our Wisconsin Badgers. Also, just, you know, again, the feel of America. That all coming up from a writer's perspective from John Roach at the 2:30 hour. But right now, happy to welcome in our colleague, the host of Up North News, each and every day, Monday through Friday from 6 until 8, right here on Civic Media, Mr. Pat Kreitlow from the banks of beautiful Lake Wissota.
Did you, hi, Todd. Did you get one of these, too? I got articles of impeachment were filed against me by Robin Voss, apparently.
Well, it's in vogue.
Is there nobody he can't impeach or nullify? I'm like, goodness.
It's the new recall, Republican recall of the 2020s.
It's also just, it so smells of desperation.
Right.
It smells of a bad flip-flop. Especially, you know, willing to embrace quote unquote nonpartisan redistricting after 12 years of rigging the maps. This is quite a week.
It has been quite a week. And of course, in case you've been, away on vacation or living under a rock, Pat and I are talking about, and our friend Trevi Olson from the Lincoln Project will join us in a moment as well. It is this issue of Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, first saying that they were entertaining thoughts of impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz, and from his Republican caucus, things that we have learned from the inside. This is a real thing. And of course, on this show and others, and of course, credit to Ben Wickler of the Democratic Party, they have made this very apparent to the voters of Wisconsin, and people have been calling in. We have urged you to call in. You've done so. And so now Voss has gotten scared that they really can't move forward with impeachment, Pat. And now yesterday announced they've suddenly gotten religion after
years.
He has seen the light.
He has seen the error of his ways. And now after 12 years and the threat of four progressive women, you know, writing the maps instead of him, he's going to embrace letting legislative staff that he could potentially bully write these nonpartisan maps for him.
Forgive him, for he knew not what he was doing. He still doesn't, but forgive him.
It's quite a thing, to be honest. And again, I was in the working for former state senator Dale Schultz, Republican, in 2011, when the first of these maps, what's kind of the foundation of our current maps, were drawn, and witnessed firsthand the partisanship that was at hand, Pat. And I know that you, as a former legislator, I know that there was talk about redistricting even at fair maps, even when you were there. Did you ever hear the Republicans saying, sure, we'll go along with that?
That would be nay, nay, would be my response to that. No, there's never been anybody on that side of the aisle willing to do anything other than what they've started doing in 2011 when they had absolute power. And now that they don't have absolute power anymore, they're looking for any kind of wiggle room, even if the thing that you were against all these years, you're suddenly for, if it's more palatable than the alternative, which in this case would be justice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You live up in Lake Wissota, for those who aren't familiar, just kind of in the Chippewa Valley up there, just north of Eau Claire, and a beautiful part of the state. I would call it a kind of a middle-of-the-road type. Certainly there are more liberals and progressives in Eau Claire proper, but a lot of kind of just people that have cabins and go deer hunting and drink a Budweiser or whatever on the weekends. Mm-hmm. It seems to me even principled conservatives that might say that Protasiewicz should recuse herself and agree with that, they don't agree on this impeachment process. I just don't think that plays well up in Lake Wissota, do you?
It doesn't. And frankly, for all of the talk, the laugh we've been having about flip-flopping, as I said this morning as well, do not underestimate what Robin Voss is trying to do here. By saying, we want rebranding, we the Republicans want rebranding, he can now turn around and say, it's those Democrats, they are the activist judges. And for folks who don't follow these things carefully, and for local media who do a poor job of telling the full story, the surface story that they're likely to report will come off sounding like, oh, the Republicans are being mature and embracing nonpartisan, and it's the Democrats who are being activist and not being nonpartisan. So we may get a good laugh about it, but this is a very real strategic move that will work in some people's minds.
Just a couple of minutes left before the break. Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project. You grew up in the River Falls area. You talk about your beer-drunken buddies up there all the time, not too far from Lake Wissota. How do you think this plays with them, this impeachment?
I think impeachment wasn't playing well. In fact, I know that because I talked to some of them, called a few of them to see. I think, what Voss has done now by proposing the Iowa system and now pivoting back today after Evers said he would likely veto it to we're going to impeach is he's created an opportunity for himself to pass point to sort of cloud the narrative. That it's, in fact, we offered a reasonable solution when they basically used a backpack bomber strategy to do that. I think there is a risk that Democrats could overplay their hand on this and lose the battle of PR. But to this point, Democrats have really been kicking them in the keister on, we can use that word.
We got to go to the break. More on the other side. Trigvi, hang on to that thought. Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 to 8. Appreciate it, my friend. Have a great day.
All right. See ya.
All right. Take care.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 64. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44 tonight. Clear skies. Highs around 78 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Highs level off around 71 Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 68, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Back to the Tell-All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 13th. Back and forth. Don't want to make up your mind. What's going on with the Wisconsin Republicans in the legislature? For our usual Wednesday visit, we bring on the Katy Perry dad that he is, and a great one, up for Father of the Year, Tryngve Olson, also known as the Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project, and a native of Wisconsin, longtime Republican operative like myself, and also like myself, left the Republican Party, and now with the Lincoln Project. Tryngve, always great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. It's always great to be on. Best hour of my week, professional.
Well, we appreciate
that. All the time.
Best
talk of a little Wisconsin, get to talk a little politics, get to talk a little Packers.
All right. And all those.
We just had a couple of cold beers, but it's a little early in the day for that.
Right.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. That'll be fun. On all those fronts you mentioned, it has been a very active few days here in the state of Wisconsin. Got into a little bit with Pat Kreitlow before the break there. But of course, the big news in Wisconsin, and you and I have talked about this last week, Tryngve, and we've been pushing it on this show. I know the Lincoln Project's been pushing it, that this really attack on democracy by Republicans in Wisconsin to try to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz before she's even heard a case, because they don't like the fact that she, you know, said during a campaign that, you know, she had a personal feeling that the current electoral maps were rigged in Wisconsin. And last week, you and I discussed former Justice in the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, very clearly laid out in a decision that he had that was absolutely fine, that the law, the Constitution provides that there should be no hindrance on any candidate being able to speak their mind during a campaign. Well, since
I believe he called it campaigning.
Yes, that's right. Well,
you don't have to be one of the greatest conservative legal minds of the 20th century to see that that's a normal part of campaigning.
Exactamundo.
You could simply watch Schoolhouse Rock when you're a kid growing up in Whitewater, whatever the hell the town is outside, the suburb of Whitewater where Robin grew up watching cartoons.
Well, since then, suddenly yesterday, Speaker Robin Voss got some religion and decided to adopt and say that he was fine with nonpartisan redistricting, something they have been vehemently opposed to, at least for the last dozen years in Wisconsin. And so, because partly, I believe, Tryngve, you tell me if I'm wrong, you know these things a lot better than I do, but I really feel the people of Wisconsin rising up and contacting their legislators had an effect on what they wanted to do, what they could do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the amount of pressure that they were getting, in particular, you know, sort of more traditional Chamber of Commerce kind of state legislators, that the amount of pressure that they were getting from fellow people who sit in the middle, probably Republicans, maybe Republicans who voted for Joe Biden, probably voted for Tony Evers, all on the democracy issue and kind of how the Republican Party has changed. I think those guys showed up at caucus and basically said to Robin, we're not going down this path. I think simultaneously, though, since he's done a complete reverse, he changes his mind more than Katy Perry or Kevin McCarthy, for that matter. But now today he's suddenly doing a reverse that, well, Evers says, we're not going to get the compromise we want. So maybe we will impeach. I think there's a little bit of playing chicken here, because truth of the matter is, if Democrats and the governor continue to, you know, make it a choice between impeaching or not impeaching, they're winning. There is the possibility, as I said in the previous segment, though, that they overplay their hand, and if Republicans could get traction. Now, Voss did not make a good move, I don't think, by this quickly pivoting back, but yeah, probably felt like he had to because of, you know, the other side of his contingent, the pro-Trump, let's impeach, we want our way or we don't want anything.
Right. For those who might not have heard, a great story from the great reporter here in Wisconsin, Scott Bauer of the Associated Press from a couple of hours ago. Wisconsin Republican leader asks former state Supreme Court justices to review impeachment. Subheadline, Wisconsin's Republican Assembly leader says he's created a panel to investigate the criteria for impeachment against a liberal state Supreme Court justice, that being newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Now, the problem is, Trigvi, is that once again, Robin Voss, it's all the secretive stuff, that he's not telling us who is on this panel to advise him, I guess. He denies that...
Well, he said Republicans, right?
Yeah, but let me just make sure...
Republicans, judges? Yeah.
So, yeah, and apparently he said that...
So what does he say? Does it say... So it doesn't say conservative judges or Republican judges?
It says, let's see here.
It says judges.
Created a panel, Republicans, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Let me just find this. It said further down the article here by Scott Bauer. Voss said today on WISN AM, we will credit them, where he announced the formation that he was trying to, quote, provide an off-ramp, unquote, to impeachment. Quote, this is my last option, Voss said, of the possible impeachment. And he goes on to kind of a weird quote here, and it says, Republicans, let's see. But then down in the actual, it says, somewhere it said, where Gableman has said he is not part of this deal. Also, Dan Kelly, it says... told the AP that he was not on the panel. So Gableman and Kelly are out.
That
leaves five living former justices for Voss to pick from. Former conservative Justice Pat Rogensack, whose retirement created the Protasiewicz filled vacancy, did not return messages when asked when she was on the panel. So, you know, perhaps Rogensack. I mean, is Dave Prosser still alive? I think he is.
I don't know. I was wondering about Shirley Abramson.
Right? Well, like, yeah, God rest right? her soul. Like, God rest her soul.
I better phone if she is. Yeah, right. Like who are the ones he's going to have here? I mean, he's desperate, and if you're concerned about it, and if you're on the Democrat side, and I think, you know, Ben, the governor, the rest of them, they need to keep their foot on Voss, and they need to keep dividing. They need to understand where the division is, and they need to drive the wedge. And the wedge is between those sort of more traditional kind of Tommy Thompson-esque, you know, pro-business Republicans, small business, Chamber of Commerce, and the MAGA, we want our way, or under any circumstances, autocratic wing.
If you'd like to ask Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project a question on this possible pending impeachment of Judge Janet Protasiewicz or the sudden religion by Republicans on redistricting, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to the phones. And Mark from the SAC. Mark, what say you?
Well, it's hard to keep up with what's going on here because you know, now he's flipped again because, you know, Tony Evers, you know, didn't just openly embrace what Voss was talking about. And I mean, and why would Tony Evers trust Robin Voss at all? I mean, that he'd be a fool to trust Robin Voss, as any of us would be a fool to trust Robin Voss. Because after all, you know, Robin Voss went right along with the lame duck session right after Tony Evers was elected and said, no, we're going to strip you of gubernatorial powers. As well as Josh Call. I mean, it is just ridiculous for him to be playing this little game. And as I've pointed out many times in the past, and as Robin Voss has indicated, no, in his recent statements, yes, I know the maps aren't fair. You know, we admit we're not fair. So we'll just have this, you know, nonpartisan new board we'll set up to redraw the maps. Well, he just admitted that the maps are unfair by doing that. And then to condemn Judge Protasiewicz for saying the maps are rigged when she just made the comment that everybody in the state knows that those maps aren't fair, except some very self-deluded Republicans, because Republicans, Democrats across the state have wanted the maps to be nonpartisan. I mean, and to be in conformity with the Constitution, which, it, given the fact that there is incongruities with the current maps, meeting the constitutional requirements for them to be, you know, based on, you know, the down to the ward lines for the map. I don't need to quote it right now, but to be contiguous, because they certainly are not, because as you pointed out, or somebody else has pointed out, I think I heard it today, that down to individual houses they picked up and put them in districts. I mean, that given that fact, the fact that she said these maps are rigged, she was speaking the truth when she said that, and for her to be impeached over speaking the truth is the fact she should ignore the fact that they try to impeach if they go ahead with impeachment, because I don't, that probably they will not. But if they start that up, people need to hammer the fact home and say, the fact, get it out in the media there, that they went down and picked individual houses to assign to districts rather than stick to what the Constitution says, because that the maps are clearly unconstitutional. And by the fact that they ignored the Constitution when they did that, set up those maps, they violated their oath of office, because they, you know, it's not upholding individual laws, and that they take an oath to uphold, what is it, protect, defend, and
the Constitution.
Uphold the Constitution. Yep. They did the absolute hypocrisy of Robin Voss, that within a day, less than a day, that he's flipped again.
Yep.
I mean, rather than saying, well, Tony Evers should actually take a look at the, you know, our proposal before he makes that statement. And but I mean, that again, you know, that the venality of Robin Voss, you know, cannot be underestimated.
Appreciate the call as always, Mark. Thanks so much, Mark, from
Thanks,
the SAC.
Brother.
My pleasure. Trigvy, what say you?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of how Evers approached it, you know, at some point so let's break it down. What's most important here? Most important thing is for Wisconsin to get maps that are fair and balanced. Now, balance doesn't necessarily mean that one side or the other wins. It just needs, they need to have maps that aren't gerrymandered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one. Number two, to get to a system process wise where that occurs is going to require both sides probably to compromise on some level and say, you know what, let's determine it at the ballot box, not during the drawing of the maps. And so I think, you know, if you're sitting in the governor's shoes, you don't have to trust, you have to trust that there is an effort to come to a resolution, but you need to verify. You know, it's the old Ronald Reagan, we're going to trust but verify. It is really hard with what Robin Voss, if he really wants a deal, for him to pivot the way he has. And again, he's trying to put it on the governor's office. You know, you could make the case that the governor's office should have said, all right, well, we're open to negotiations, rather than turning it down out of hand. That being said, you know, either what's going to happen here is a major constitutional crisis because they impeach her, or, you know, some kind of compromise. Those are really
back,
the two options.
Back at war, Trigvy Olson, Lincoln Project, including a reply to Scott Walker's tweet. Yes, it is Weepy Walker tweet. When we come back, don't miss it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. The convicted killer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison nearly 2 weeks ago was captured this morning.
Danilo Cavalcante was taken by surprise. Tactical teams surrounded him, and when he realized it, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of Pennsylvania State Police said Cavalcante tried to crawl away while holding a rifle.
One of the Customs and Border Control teams, BORTAC, had a dog with them. They released the dog.
Cavalcante was taken into custody in baggy pants, brown boots, and a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Authorities said the community can finally return to normal while Cavalcante resumes serving a life sentence for murder. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Tech's biggest leaders briefing senators today on the benefits and risks of artificial intelligence. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Sam Altman all taking part in the closed-door forum. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Morocco, with the death toll nearing 3,000 after Friday's massive earthquake. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Superior, Wisconsin man has been given the maximum sentence after being convicted of murdering and dismembering another man. According to a Northern News Now report, 37-year-old Jacob Johnson was sentenced to 40 years in prison this week for second-degree intentional murder and second-degree unintentional murder for the death of Ricky Balsimo. The sentencing judge found the dismemberment and concealment of Balsimo's body was sufficient to sentence beyond the normal 26 to 36 years guidelines. The Wisconsin State Assembly approved a constitutional amendment yesterday, which would require the legislature to sign off on allocating federal money. Democratic Assembly members say the move could delay responses to emergencies, and the language in the bill is dangerously ambiguous. If passed by the state Senate as well, the proposal would be put to a referendum for Wisconsin voters to approve. Republicans argued a 1930s decision to delegate the authority to spend federal dollars to the governor was a mistake. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Back to the Tom Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:33 on Wednesday, September 13th. We have Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, as we do each and every Wednesday. We always appreciate having him here. A long time and now former Republican operative in the state of Wisconsin, across America and around the world, and now working at Lincoln Project, helping to save democracy. Always a pleasure to have you, Trigvi. We were talking a little bit in the break, and I want to bring this onto the air for besides just our streaming audience, but the broadcast audience as well. Governor Tony Evers talking about this Republican move to try to prevent what they don't want is they don't want a liberal majority, 4-3 liberal majority in Wisconsin to redraw the maps because they are fearful that those maps are going to lead to them losing power. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Totally agree.
All right. Yep. We're in agreement there. So what they did to divert attention basically is come out with this redistricting plan or proposal that somehow they should sing kumbaya, bipartisanship is going to break out and adopt this model modeled after the Iowa model of redistricting, which is ironic because my former boss, Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, and Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen, both former majority leaders back in 2012-ish, about 10 years ago, a little over, tried to get through almost a very similar type of piece of legislation. And at the time, Scott Fitzgerald, who was Republican majority leader now in the Congress, wouldn't even give that bill the courtesy of a hearing. Tim and Dale had to take their own money and go across Wisconsin to the people of Wisconsin. And it was very popular. Right. Now suddenly Robin Voss gets religion and now isn't even going to give this piece of legislation a public hearing. He's going to move it directly to the assembly floor tomorrow. I mean, how can this actually be sincere, Trigvy?
You kind of hit the nail on the head. They're desperate. They don't want the court to redraw. They understand that it's popular. They were just happy having power, but now they know that that's going to end. They understand it's popular, and so if you know they put it forward and the governor vetoes it, who's the one that's not in favor of a bipartisan solution in terms of the narrative that they'll try and build?
Sure, they'll try and blame the Republicans and say, oh, sure, now that you're a Democrat, whether now you're
Democratic,
not sincere.
Democratic governor vetoed the bill, which is why I say I'm not sure that strategically, politically, the governor should have said, you know, all options are on the table for real bipartisan reform of redistricting, that we have fair maps. And I'm glad that Robin Voss and his team, his fellow Republicans, have come to that conclusion.
And here's
I'll see what they send me.
Exactly.
Rather than make a definitive statement, I'm going to veto it out of hand. Foolish.
Yeah, I agree. And let me make clear, I'm a Tony Evers as a person fan. I think he's done a good job as governor. I think that Ben Wickler is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has been great. But I do
listen,
not.
Listen, Ben has driven Robin. My take on what I've seen, and I have no inside knowledge of this, but I think it's a lot of what Ben has been doing that drove Robin Voss to the place where he's now having to negotiate.
All right. Absolutely.
And
he was ticked about this in the press conference yesterday. He called out the media and said, oh, you made all this up. And I mean, he basically admitted that, what you just said. But here's my problem. Yeah. I do not believe that some of the people in Governor Tony Evers' staff serve him well, because they came out. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's just a bunch of political drivel, in my opinion. It's just this mealy-mouthed response, basically saying, we're not going to be bullied. I can't trust the Republicans. Why doesn't he speak? Why doesn't his staff write things for him that is direct? Why didn't he just say, look, Republicans are scared. They know what the people of Wisconsin want. And this is a ploy. Why doesn't he just call that out and say, if they're serious about something, they would have included us. There would be a public hearing on this, and then we'll move forward together. Don't you think that'd be a better response?
Well, I don't know. You know, I will say this, and you came up in Republican politics too. One of the first lessons that the Tommy Thompsons and the Mike Ellises and the people that I learned politics from would teach you is when the other side is killing itself, best to not get in the middle of it and say nothing, even particularly when they're trying to drag you into it.
Right.
And the mistake that the Evers team made is the Republicans are killing themselves. They just had a caucus where Robin Voss did a complete reverse. He comes out and says, here, we'll give you what you guys were wanting before. And the governor, instead of just saying, great, we'll see what you send us. Yeah. But it better be nonpartisan and what the people of the state of Wisconsin are saying they want that leads to free and fair maps every time, non-gerrymandered maps. Instead, you're right. You get mealy-mouthed and you basically get a situation where Voss now can pivot and say, I tried to compromise. They don't want to compromise. See, they're the ones who are radical. We just simply want a fair system.
And we all know, I mean, I'll ask you on the air. I don't believe this was a genuine proposal by Republicans. Agree or disagree?
I think it was a desperate proposal by them, but that doesn't mean that, and I think they, you know, I don't know how many votes Robin Voss could actually deliver for it if they thought that it was the real deal. because I think there are people probably in his caucus who want to impeach. But I also know there are people in his caucus who want to find a solution. So that's where they're constricting themselves every which way. It's why Robin's blowing in the wind. The more lifelines they're being given by Democrats injecting themselves beyond just pounding, impeachment is not an acceptable option, and we'll be all in favor of real compromise.
Let's go to the phone.
Real bipartisanship.
Let's go to the
create something.
Let's go to the phones quickly. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Trigvy is an international guy. We go across the pond to London. Jay in London, we always appreciate your call. Thanks for listening across the pond. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm good, sir. And we love Trigvy big time. How are you, Trigvy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. You should have brought along Steve, Jeff, and Rick. Why didn't you bring them along?
Bring along who?
Rick from the Lincoln Project.
Rick is probably down in the lab coming up with stuff.
What have
Rick
you got?
Rick and Stewart and Jeff Timmer.
So what? Jeff Timmer is a great guy as well. Jay, what? You got a question for Trigvy? What do you think about this? This proposal to impeach Jana Protasiewicz, and also the front of a bipartisan redistricting proposal by Robin Voss.
I don't think they trick. But I just want to ask you: do you think they're really, really going to impeach the woman? I don't think so. But what say you, sir?
Do I think they'll really go through with it? I don't think she'd get convicted in the Senate. I think there's a strategic line of thinking that they impeach her and then she's sitting in limbo because she can't rule on anything, and they get what, you know, kind of to Todd's point off air, what they get is they get a delay tactic because they don't want to have, they get to kick the can down the road to the next election, 2026, not 2024.
And he can still run for his seat again?
Say again, Jay?
Pardon me?
Can she resign or run for her seat again? Is that possible?
Yeah, she can. She can resign. My understanding is she could resign. The Governor Evers could appoint someone in her place. But, you know, that is kind of, it gets very murky then. I mean, then we'll say you have to have a gentle person's agreement that when this passes, then the replacement will resign and Evers would reappoint her. So, I mean, it gets pretty messy. And also, I think there's a certain amount of, look, over a million people in this state voted for Jana Protasiewicz. She won by 11 points. Huh. And Trigvy will tell you that is a landslide in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Landslide. Yeah. I just think at the end of the day, impeachment is becoming a tactic. I mean, you're seeing this with McCarthy nationally and the impeachment. We're going to impeach Biden. And what this is really about is what voters, all Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, what people really fear is corrupt or incompetent politicians. And what impeachment is all about in these cases is to try and muddy the waters. They're all corrupt, so I might as well vote for the ones who I agree with.
Yeah, I think I agree with Charlie Sykes when he said today on Morning Joe that they want to float the zone with Sid. Everyone is corrupt.
Appreciate the call.
Charlie.
Appreciate the call, Jay. Have a wonderful day over there in London. Let's go a little bit closer to home in Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, always great to have you listening, my friend, up there near Trigvy's home stomping ground. What say you?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and also great show as usual. And, you know, I kind of disagree with you guys because I think that Tony Evers did the right thing. Because of the actions that they've proven to try to get rid of the board, the elections chair, and, you know, the way that they're doing it, the way that they're trying to pull this one. And I talked to my representative, and they said, there's nothing formally done, nothing formally done. I said, well, you guys are going to break the law. I mean, there's no, you know, I mean, you know, and then when you break the law, we're going to be recalling you because I know you're a nice guy, but there's legal issues with what they're trying to pull right here, and we need fair maps. Well, anyway, when Tony says a legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated that they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and bully, threaten, or fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them? Can that be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing maps, drawing the maps? And that is Governor Evers. So I agree with them 100%. And I think they need to be called out on their behavior. They can be forgiven, but they need to do movement toward forgiveness and not plotting again to try to get their way, which is totally bad news. And another thing, too, is Voss shouldn't even be sitting there as that in that position when he was involved in the efforts to throw out our votes for President of the United States. So anyway, that's my two cents for it, guys. Thank you so much for taking the call.
I want to make clear, I don't disagree with what Evers is saying in his statement. I just think you're very involved. You listen, you keep track of things. I just think it was a very complex, overly wordy statement. I think he should just been more direct. That's my point. I think he should just call out Republicans.
And mine, Gene, and I actually got to call Eau Claire home for 5 years because I didn't get done at 4. Because Eau Claire is Water Street, such a great place to hang out. But what I would say is my disagreement with him is more tactical. Right. Like they may have ended up in a place where they tell Robin Voss to go pound sand, which is kind of what they did, albeit in a mealy mouthed way. They needed to wait to tell him to go pound sand. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, there are other compromises. The Michigan system mostly takes the legislature out of it. I don't think the legislature can be completely taken out of it because that's constitutional. So at some point, you know, the legislature will have to have an up or down vote on the maps. The key with redistricting and bipartisan proposals to do it is to reach a point where it forces their hands and eliminates meddling in the process before they're giving it a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you so much for explaining that. And I know that they are more polite and they do be very socially polite, and that can be a problem when you need just sound bites. So I get what you're saying, guys. I really do.
I always appreciate your call, Gene.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, you're spectacular. Thanks for your listenership. Appreciate it. I want to get to one of our favorite folks, Trigvy, former Governor Scott Walker, a colleague of yours, of course, at Badger Boys State. He sent out a week or so ago here a tweet. I'm going to quote it directly.
Wasn't really a colleague at Badger Boys State.
A camper? I don't know.
We were there together.
Governor Walker said this, quote, "Liberals love to claim gerrymandering without credible evidence. Wisconsin is a competitive state because of the high concentration of Dem votes in Madison and Milwaukee. Legislative maps that are evenly drawn keep communities of interest intact and uphold the Voting Rights Act, follow overall voting trends. Saying they are, quote unquote, rigged ignores the facts," unquote. Well, there you go. I mean, it's a little comical, Scott, because a week later, the assembly leader of your own party introduces something else and admits that they are rigged. Or at least there's problems with it. We'll get Trigvy's take after this.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah.
Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 64. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, clear skies. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Highs level off around 71 Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 68, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Time always goes too fast with our friend and colleague here at the Albo Show, Mr. Trygve Olsen, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trygve, before the break, read this quote from former Governor Scott Walker, basically saying, look, the maps in Wisconsin are fine. There is no problem here at all. But yet a week later, his own assembly speaker of his own party must feel otherwise because they proposed doing a complete change of the maps.
Well, you know, hypocrisy is not something that Scott Walker has a monopoly on amongst politicians, but there's a lot of it. Always has been. I just think, you know, as much as any individual, I was just writing something for, we've got a big report, that's another report coming out, Todd.
All right.
Which we'll have to share far and wide with your listeners. Absolutely. But I was just writing, you know, about the role that Newt Gingrich played in destroying the conservative movement and moving it towards what became Trump. And, you know, Scott Walker did the same in Wisconsin. Like, he took all of that Thompson had built and, you know, tried to mirror, like, suddenly became a Harley riding, you know, guy. But, like, he played a role in why we're at a point where Tony Evers says, I don't trust the legislature at all. And the truth of the matter is, as you know, I worked on democracy around the world. What I discovered is, you know, democracy requires people to have faith in each other, even though they have differences. And democracy doesn't work when both sides fear each other. And I think, I was thinking, you know, some of what Evers said is a result of there are a lot of Democrats, and rightfully so, who are afraid that Republicans, no matter what they propose, and every Republican isn't interested in trying to find compromise and solutions. And I think one of the important things that we do, and, you know, you having people like Dale Schultz on and others, is to try and say, listen, there are people who are conservative, we may not be Republicans, who want to try, when it comes to democracy, find some common solutions. And I think there are some of those in Robin Voss's caucus, because if there weren't, they would have just gone ahead and impeached her.
Yeah.
So now the question is, how do you leverage those people into getting what everybody wants, which is fair maps in the state of Wisconsin?
Kudos again to Representative Scott Johnson, a Republican from Fort Atkinson, who came out over the weekend and said, you know what? I still think that Protase was to recuse herself. I didn't vote for her, but I believe that she was fairly and duly elected and came out and explicitly said, I will not vote for impeachment of Janet Protase, which to my knowledge, the only Republican with any spine so far that has come out and said that. But Trygve, you and I both know there are other people in that caucus who feel exactly the same way.
I know there's at least three of them because I've been having some conversations. But the reality is that I think there's far more of them. And here's the thing. There's a lot of people who would say about the gentleman from Fort Atkinson, well, you should go further. You know, why are you saying you didn't vote for her and you think he should recuse herself? What he's doing is he understands if he doesn't say that, he's going to get primaried over it.
Right.
And, you know, what would come after him. It's sort of like Mitt Romney stepping down. Whatever comes next in Utah isn't going to be Mitt Romney standing for democracy first.
I want to get to that quickly in our speed round here. If you haven't heard, broke over the last hour or so, United States Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, former nominee of the Republican Party in 2012 with our own Paul Ryan here from Wisconsin, as the top of the ticket announced today he will not seek re-election in 2024, saying it is time for a new generation of leaders. And to your point, Trigvy, I agree or disagree with Mitt Romney. He is at least a sensible, principled conservative, which we are sorely lacking in this country.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think I've said this before. I got the chance with time. I worked for John McCain, so we beat up on Mitt Romney pretty bad in 08. But I will tell you, I got the chance to spend time just privately with Mitt Romney, in some cases just Mitt Romney and three or four other people. He is a fantastic person when you meet him in person. Yeah. Just a genuinely nice guy.
Not such a fantastic person, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy out in Washington, D.C., announcing again without a vote on the House floor, simply going to move right into impeachment of President Joe Biden, even though, Trigvy, unlike Trump, there is no credible evidence to launch an impeachment.
That is all correct. And, you know, much like Robin Voss, McCarthy, when they were going to have the first impeachment, he demanded that there be a House vote because he said the Speaker can't unilaterally decide to impeach the president. But, you know, Kevin McCarthy is desperate to maintain power. He's, you know, he's a guy who wants to be, much like Scott Walker, not a guy who necessarily comes in and says, these are the things I want to do. So we shouldn't be surprised by that. And what they want is they want to be able to say, you know, you had all this corruption in Trump. They want to be to create a narrative. Oh, it's the same, the Biden crime family. They're all equal.
Even though there is absolutely no credible evidence.
There's none.
There's absolutely no evidence at all. Kevin McCarthy, is he going to be challenged by Matt Gaetz or somebody else in Congress for his speakership?
I don't know if they'll end up tipping him or not. They might. They might at some point just demonstrate they can do it. They certainly are holding the guillotine over his head.
Yeah, absolutely. Quickly, Packer owner also, Trigvy Olsen is. What do you think of the first game of Jordan Love, and what do you make of Aaron Rodgers going down in the first four snaps?
I think the Rodgers thing, if that's the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, that would be really a sad way for Aaron Rodgers to go.
Agreed.
I did learn on the Pat McAfee show, which I rarely listen to, but I happened to catch a segment. Did you know that all of our Achilles, yours and Aaron Rodgers and whoever, think of the greatest athlete, you know, Bo Jackson, you all have the exact same Achilles tendon. There's really nothing that you can do. It's not like other muscles or tendons in your body. Just kind of, he's getting old, yeah. Right?
Aren't we all?
As far as the Packers, you know, it was a great start to the season. Jordan Love, efficient. Mm-hmm. And how about the defense?
Right? Yeah. I was really impressed.
You know what was not so impressive? The Badgers in Washington State. Ugh,
I know.
But I could think is it's like the Who song. What's meet up? The new boss, same as the old boss. I mean, that was a flop worthy of Paul Crist.
Oh, come on now. I like it Paul was. Crist. I just
or
think,
what was the other guy? What was the guy?
Anderson. Gary Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Anderson. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I just think that Fickell has not got, it was going to take another year at least for him to get the real people that he wants, the personnel at these spots. And I think that we all, including myself, got into a lot of preseason hype because we really want things to be spectacular. I still think the Badgers are going to be okay this season, but are they going to be playing for a national championship? No.
I was really looking forward to the BCS, Todd.
The BCS? That hasn't been a thing in like 10 years.
I believe in Love and I believe in LaFleur, so there's that. That'll keep me on.
Very good. Very good. We also
Here's the only thing that I care about really at the end of the day.
Tell me.
I was saying this to my daughter, Ula, right?
20 seconds.
It's true with college football, too. It was a great day. Packers won, Vikings lost. Same holds true with college football. As long as the University of Minnesota, they beat them, win the Aggies, I don't care.
And Nebraska lost to Colorado. Trigvy Olsen, we appreciate you, my friend, from the Lincoln Project each and every one. You're here next week, is that true?
I am.
We'll look forward to it. All right, can't wait. Stay tuned, hour two is next. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allball Show.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.
I'm Victor Oak.